Let's start. Okay, last thing we spoke about, I wanted to go further today, but I wanted to just go over another application of what we were saying last week, of how it refers to halacha according to what we do every day. Now, what we ended off coming off was that really you're allowed to keep your website open basically always. It doesn't matter who your customers are. What we said is that there's going to be a problem if you have specific Jewish stuff selling on your website or something that you know Jews are going to come, or if you have a sale that you're going to draw people. In such a case like that, then when you know that the majority of the people that are using your website are Jewish people, then you're going to have a very, very big problem, and you're going to have to speak to a rabbi who will discuss if you have any options of keeping your website open. Now, where is that going to apply? So one of the reasons that you're not allowed to do this is Rabbi Eliashiv said a reason. Now, I'm going to explain to you and show you how all of this ties into halacha according to the Gemara. It's very interesting. Rabbi Eliashiv says that there's a big problem with keeping the website open on Shabbat. And why does he say that? Because in the Gemaras, the case of the Gemara talk about when there's a suffix. If there's a suffix of something missing, or it gets placed, so we always go by the rov. Like in a case where we find meat and it's not packaged, and we don't know if it's kosher or not, among other non-kosher meat. Or any case where something gets mixed up, we don't know if there's usher and mutter things. So the cases, we always go after the rov. Now, Rabbi Eliashiv, who was the Gadol Hador, saw this question about the internet. They asked him about it. And he said you have to keep the website closed on Shabbat. And he said a very interesting reason. He said the reason why you have to close your website on Shabbat is because when we say that rov is not a problem, like we said, if you have rov, people are not Jews, and there's no problem at all. He said that even if you have rove non-Jewish people, it's still going to be a problem because of a little bit of Jews. Why? Usually we say it's going to be batel. So Rabbi Eliashiv says is this, there's a special rule in the Gemara that we said is that there's something called in bitul when we say that there's a rove. If the mixture is found inside of a kavua place, like inside of a house or inside of the butcher shop, then all the halachas change, and we say that kol kavua kemechta al mechta davi, something that is kavua, is in an established place, it's actually like a 50-50. Even though really it's only a smaller percentage, we know the truth that there's only a smaller percentage in the mixture. But kol kavua kemechtza amechtza dami. So what did Rabbi Eliashiv say in this case? He said that in this case, even though you have a smaller amount of Jewish people and it's not your rov, he still wanted you to shut your website down. Why? Because Rabbi Eliashiv said is that where do people make most of their internet purchases? They make it at home, on their computer. So because the people are sitting in their house, those minority Jewish people are now not looked at as a minority because they're in their house. And in a house where the person lives, he's called a kavua. And therefore, you cannot be mevatel him in the rov and say their rov is non-Jewish. It's very interesting. So you see how Rabbi Eliashiv saw this case, and he saw exactly the halacha that where is the person. So I just wanted to add over here that really, when they asked Rabbi Eliashiv this question, it was that he passed away about 6 years ago already. So it must have been over 6 years ago they asked him this question. 6 years ago, the way it worked is that, yeah, people did buy everything that they had on their home computer. There wasn't mobile purchasing and everything. They didn't buy everything on their phones as much 6 years ago. But now, in 2019, you could actually go back to this question and say that even according to Rabbi Eliashiv, there may not be a problem anymore because maybe it's changed and the trend is now that people make more of their mobile purchases on their phone. So then they're not making it from their house. And then maybe even Rabbi Eliashiv would say they're not going to be mevatel. But at the same time, you have to know because even if they're making the purchase on their phones, we need the person to get out of his house. We have to know if the percentages of your customers on your website are actually making the purchases while they're in their house or they're not in their house. And also, I spoke to a big Talmud Chacham about this today. Is it counted in any house or in somebody else's house? Let's say the guy is using his cell phone to make a purchase while he's standing in somebody else's house. Is that also going to create a problem that he's still indoors, his kavua, or does the guy actually have to be outdoors? So it seems that, according to the Gemaras, we're not going to go into the details, is that, no, once he leaves his own house, then he loses the kavua and he will become batel barov. So if we have to find out exactly, in 2019, according to the halacha, if you want to make this okay, according to Rabbi Eliashiv, again, like we're saying, according to the halacha, it's okay. We come out that it's okay. Rabbi Eliashiv wasn't happy about it, but we say it's still okay. Now, we want to make, even according to Rabbi Eliashiv, happy. So we're going to have to see. Maybe we can get it out of this by saying that the mobile phone purchases are made actually outside of the house. And therefore, how much is used. But you have to know that even in a person's own house, if he uses his own phone, he's still going to be in his own house and not kavua. So you have to find out exactly how much the people in 2019 today are making purchases on their phones when they're not home. And compare that to how many times they make purchases from inside their house to outside their house. And then we can see and say that even maybe according to Rabbi Eliashiv, if most of those purchases are made outside of their house, according in waking hours, let's say in their office or in their friend's house or when they're in the street, compared to the overall hours of when they're home, then even I guess we could say that according to Rabbi Eliashiv would agree that there's not going to be a problem for the Jewish people. And I just want to end off, we have 2 minutes. is that we have to look and see exactly where all these problems of the internet and websites is going to come up. First of all, it's going to come up in a lot of places. Like if you were living in Israel or you're an Israeli, then automatically the rove of your customers are Israelis and they're all Jewish. And most of the country is not religious people. So we were trying to find cases where you have a specialty website, you have a special site. Just think about Israel. The whole country is a complete mess. In this halacha, anyone who has a website in Israel and selling stuff is totally messed up. Especially, like we said, if they're selling something that's a special item. If they're not selling anything special and they're not making the people come to them, then it's not going to be a problem. But really, in Israel, people are not going to go and shop more overseas, and they really are stuck with the Israeli companies. They're going to have to go to a Jew. So that's also going to be a big problem. Also, partnering. A lot of Jewish people in America are partners with Israeli investors and Israeli companies. So if you were ever to make a partnership with one of these Israeli companies, you'd have to be very careful about how much stake and how much percentage you're going to be owning in the company. Also, for people who have hotels and people who have amusement parks and water parks, if they're going to be selling a unique item, then that could be a problem. Like we said, according to Rabbi Eliashiv, we don't know where people make their mobile purchases. So if they really are making most of their mobile purchases in their house, so then Rabbi Eliashiv is worried about the smaller amount. And in these cities where these people have water parks and amusement parks or hotels or whatever, they could have Jewish customers, and those Jewish customers are buying on Shabbat, and Rabbi Eliashiv would not be happy about that. So the best thing for such a people who own such things would actually be that they shut down their purchasing of these amusement park, water park, and hotel purchases on Shabbat, actually. That's what it would seem. And it wouldn't help, again, like we said, to delay the purchases till after Shabbat, because that only helps when you're dealing with non-Jewish customers. But when you're dealing with Jewish customers, the problem is the lifnei iver, is the actual bringing them onto your website and them doing the isur on Shabbat. So you have to know is that the best thing to do would be to actually delay and not allow any purchases of those things on Shabbat, if you want to go according to Rabbi Yashiv and be 100% clean. Okay, we're going to end now, and we'll continue later. Have a good day.